I'll try not to keep you much longer tonight. Well, yesterday we were in the CBC Day School, and it was really powerful. I mean, it was really powerful. You need to get that teaching. In fact, we're going to probably put it up on our website sometime in the future. But as how many have seen that Last Reformation video? Has anybody seen that? Last Reformation video. Has anyone seen that? There's two. Anybody else? Okay. Last year, a CBC student that was a missionary to Uganda contacted me and said, "Don, you need to see this video." And usually I don't, you know, a lot of times people say, "You need to read this book. You need to read that. Have you heard Pastor so-and-so? Have you heard this and you heard that? You read this book, you read that." And I probably haven't. I'm more or less studied scriptures, you know, although I believe in the teaching gifts and I listen to people, but there's nothing like the Word of God itself. But anyway, this lady said, "You really need to see this video." And so I told my wife, "Let's click on this for just a moment and let's see what this is." And I was stunned. I was really stunned because my heart has always been for the lost. My heart has always been to make disciples. And that's how the discipleship evangelism program came about. I don't know if I brought that with me tonight. I think in Colorado Springs, when I was teaching at CBC, we used to pass out these little tracts and it said, "We don't know everything about the Bible. You might know more than we do, but would you like to have a kind of an interaction study where we take the Bible, we open it, we have a small presentation of about 12 minutes, and then we discuss and ask questions and discuss on what the Bible's saying. And you'll get something out of it the very first time. If you don't get something out of it when we meet with you in your home, we'll never bother you again." And a lot of people said, "You know what? I don't go to church. I don't want to go to church. Or I work on Sunday or this or that. But I'd like to know more about the Bible." And they allow you to come in and start a discipling process. Because I saw many years ago, in Matthew 28, that the discipling process begins with the lost. I used to think it began with the Christian, but then I began to read my Bible a little closer and I said, it begins with the lost. In Matthew 28, in Acts 28, Paul reasoned with the Jewish people that about the kingdom of God and the person of Jesus being that Christ from 6 to 8 hours. It said from morning till evening, he took the scriptures and ministered to them the things concerning the kingdom of God and Jesus being the Messiah. And from 6 to 8 hours later, that's longer than our sessions tonight. Woo! In 6 to 8 hours, then it said at that point, some believed and some did not. Well, that was insightful for me because I thought, wow, we've tried to make evangelism like a microwave. 4 points out of Romans. Twist somebody's arm like a car salesman. Try to get them to pray a prayer or something like this. And that's not the way Paul did these things. He discipled them into Christ by giving the claims of Christ and letting faith come by hearing the message of Christ until a point where they were ready either to make a turn or to reject that message. And we stayed with people in their homes until they did that. Week after week, we kept our studies short. And we'd meet with people in their homes week after week. We had about 20 Bible studies running at one time in Colorado Springs among our teams. and we were baptizing people in water. People were being baptized in the Holy Spirit. People were getting healed. People, it was just amazing what we were saying. And I was telling Andrew Womack about it all the time, and he didn't like it. Well, when I say he didn't like it, you know, Andrew came from a Baptist kind of a setting, and he don't like, and I don't like it either. You know, kind of the Baptist, kind of like knock on your door. Will you come to church next Sunday morning? You know, there's really no fruit, not much fruit comes from that. You know what I'm saying? It never, for one thing, the Baptists don't reach out that much, but when they do, it's something similar to that. That's not what we're talking about from the Word of God. That's not what we're talking about from the Scriptures. We're talking about discipleship. So I kept telling Andrew, I said, this is what's happening this week, and this is what people, how people responded, and how, you know, the miracles we saw or whatever we saw. And I told him that week after week, and he said, finally he said, I want you to create a discipleship program for my ministry. I want 48 lessons. You can teach half of them, and I'll teach half of them. I want you to do it without any money. I want you to put it together, a product, no money. I said, oh, okay. Andrew, wait a minute. You want me to put out a product? We'll call it Discipleship Evangelism, 48 lessons, and without any money or anything. He said, yeah, because he didn't have the money at that time. So I talked to a friend of mine that was a CBC student that had a rescue mission that started in Colorado Springs. And so he said, I'll put up the money, and you create the program, and I'll print it in our print shop, and we'll put it in nice binders and do everything else. And then when you guys sell that product, then you can pay me. And so in a sense, this guy put up the money. We printed the books, and that's how discipleship evangelism through Andrew's ministry began. Now, I didn't like it. And I'll tell you why I didn't like it. Because our very first discipleship evangelism program cost $250, and it was on the VHS, the old VHS tapes. It had three manuals, hundreds and hundreds of pages of material, and these VHS, and he sold it for $250. And I said, Andrew, we want to disciple the nations. And I don't have $250 to buy one myself. How many people is going to have the money to do it? Well, some people bought it, so he sold a lot of those. But I never liked that because I knew that's not the, you know, you got to disciple the nations. You got to get it to the people, and they don't have that kind of money. So then the DVDs came in and the VHSs went out. So he wanted to update it. And so we made some new DVDs. Andrew made some and I made some, and dropped the price down to $79. And I said, Andrew, that ain't going to get it. $79. I don't have $79. I don't have $79 extra to buy a program or whatever. And then I'd been going back and forth to Africa for several years and going over with CBC teams and stuff like that. And I started ministering in an orphanage over there. And this kind of thing. And one of the students, I came back and I was telling about the trips to Africa at different times. And this one student came to me and said, you know what? I believe God's calling me over to do that. And I said, well, good. Maybe we'll do it together. So I supported this guy. He was a CBC student. I supported him to go over to be a full-time missionary in Uganda. And I raised the support, and I sent him the support, and he began to do discipleship training centers all over Uganda and training pastors in Uganda. But what I did is I took the discipleship evangelism program and I condensed it down. And I called it the discipleship evangelism condensed version. It is the same discipleship evangelism that you will purchase from Andrew Womack Ministries right now. But it doesn't say condensed version on it any longer. But it's the same one that I condensed all those many manuals down to, just did away with the tapes, did away with the DVDs, did away with all that stuff. And about a year ago, the head of CBC in Colorado, the guy, I know him very well, he called me, he said, "Don, tell me, why did you do away with the DVDs on the discipleship evangelism program?" And I said, "Gary, we want to reach people in every nation of the world, in the most remote places of the world, where they don't have electricity, where they don't have DVD players, where they don't have electrical outlets, but they're out in the bush, they're out in the cornfield, they're out in some hut." So I made it, I condensed it down and made it so that anybody could use it with or without electricity. And I even put the scriptures in there so if they didn't have a Bible, they could look at the scripture when we're asking them a question. So that's kind of how the discipleship evangelism progressed. And then Andrew knocked the price down in his ministry to, like, I don't know, I think it's, what is it, $35 now or something, $30 or something like that. Put a DVD in there so that they can actually print the materials. That's how all that came about. And now Andrew does that with almost all of his teachings. He puts those in so you can print things out and have Bible studies, have CBC Bible studies, and do all that other kind of stuff. Kind of developed from that thing. It started with discipleship evangelism, really. Because discipleship evangelism was really the thing that opened colleges overseas. Go in there, do a Bible study. "Oh, we like this. Man, this is great. How can we get more of this teaching?" Go in there and start a Charis Bible College. Now, I don't know how they start the Charis Bible Colleges overseas now, but that's the way they used to start the Charis Bible Colleges overseas. The discipleship evangelism program went ahead and people liked it and got a hold of it and said, "I want some more of this kind of teaching." And then schools were started. So that's kind of how that started. And it started with some CBC students and people that weren't CBC students. We had evangelism teams, and we went into Colorado Springs and we started discipling the lost. It was created to disciple the lost. It wasn't really created for Sunday schools and CBC college and all this stuff, although it's used in many, many ways all over the world. It was really created to start a discipling process with the lost until a person understands the claims of Christ so that they can make a real turn to Christ. And it's a free download on my website, delessons.org. You got a card there I gave you. If you ever want to go and just download it free, not, you know, have to buy it. Everything I put on my website is absolutely free. I've been working for years and years and years creating discipleship materials for free downloads so that pastors in third world countries and everywhere else can download Christian materials because they don't have Christian bookstores or Bibles or anything else. So on my website, every book in the New Testament has some kind of a commentary discipling program that you can go to on my website. If you have any questions about any book in the New Testament, you can download the material, study it for yourself, and teach others or whatever else. That's what it was created for. And a lot of people use it, and it's there. And we've got a lot of videos on our website. And we have a lot of other things on our website. But I'm surprised, but the printed material is still number one in downloads, the printed materials. And sometimes it took me hours or days just to put down in some kind of printed form what I thought a couple of verses in the Word of God was talking about. You know, it's very intense. I put a lot of hours and a lot of time in it. So I'm just saying, go to my website. People that go to my website, even my son that checks my website, says people are really spending a lot of time on the website because and I've got about, you know, what is it? I think it's 50 to 70% returns. Once they go to it and see all this stuff, they keep coming back because there's more things they didn't get at all the first time. They keep coming back. And the last thing that I just put on, like about a month ago, is gospel music. I told my son, I want to put gospel music on. He said, oh, they can go to YouTube. And I said, yeah, they can go to YouTube. But some of the old people like me don't know how to go to YouTube. So I'll put on the good music for them, and they can go to it, and you can click on there, and you got about 3 hours of gospel music. You can sit there and listen all night. I do it myself. I go home, and I put on that gospel music. I spend all evening listening to the gospel music because I love gospel music. And I put a variety of gospel music on there. But some of you may not like it, but the gospel music that I like, you know, you understand the words. You know? I don't put the gospel music so you don't understand the words. I put the ones you can understand the words. And it's all on there for a free download. And so, last year, this lady missionary, and actually she was one of the missionaries that I supported in Uganda too, she said, you got to see this movie, this Last Reformation video movie. And I said, well, what is that? She said, just click on this link and see what goes on, see what this is. So my wife and I sat down, clicked on it, went, oh my, what is this? What is this? What is this? The book of Acts has come alive again. And you know what? It stirred me because that's in my heart. It's in my heart because that's how discipleship evangelism came about. That's how going out on the streets came about. That's how going into people's homes and discipling goes about. That's how I go out on the streets all the time myself, you know, at home. You know, I'm an evangelist in the sense that I'm a one-on-one evangelist. I'm a secret agent man. What does that mean? That means I never tell anybody I'm a preacher. I don't like to tell nobody, no, I'm not a preacher. They ask me, are you a pastor? No, I'm not a pastor. No. I'm just like you, man. I'm just a guy. I just like you. I come down on your, I just talk about the things you want to talk about. Just go on the level you're talking about. No, I'm one of you. You know, a friend of publicans and sinners. That's who I am. A friend of publicans and sinners. But, you know, Jesus was there as a light, but he was there as a friend of the publican sinners. I don't like the stigma. You know, if you say, oh, I preach or I do this. Oh, that's the end of that relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I don't come that direction. But anyway, to get back to my story, I saw this Last Reformation movie. And it struck me in my heart. It caused me to light up with fire. Like, whoa, what is this? And so what I did was I posted it on my website. You can go to my website and you can see this. And there's three buttons on my website. Great big when you go up. It says Discipleship Evangelism, Collection for the Saints. Who are we? We are a ministry that try to get people to go to the Word of God for themselves, to come to an understanding of the Scriptures. Everything we have is free downloads. And then I have all of our written materials. Click on this button. You see all of these commentaries. You can download any of them you want, as many of them. You can download all of them if you want to. Then we have another button on the other side that says Table Talk Videos. Those are short teachings. You see, to tell you the truth, what we're doing this week, I don't really like to do because I know your comprehension is no longer than your seat can stand. Right? Right here. You know, your comprehension can't be any more than what you're there, and you'll be like that guy that Paul was preaching all night and he fell out of the top of the loft. You know, and if that happened with Apostle Paul preaching, it surely would happen with you, with me preaching. So I'm about to fall asleep now. But anyway, no. So anyway, I don't want to, you know, keep you really long tonight. We'll let you go. But so anyway, then I have this Table Talk videos, and these are real short videos, like 18 minutes. And so you can go and just use it as your morning devotions or whatever if you want to. Just click on it, and it's real short. It's for Christians on the go. So you don't have to sit there and listen to teaching for an hour and a half. Each one of them is a subject packed with something. There's a lot of stuff on there, enough to offend everybody. I say things on there you'll never hear, probably, but you'll probably be offended with me. But anyway, I thought, I'm old enough that I'll teach the scriptures, a lot of the scriptures that nobody will say anything about. I'll bring it right in the forefront and say, what is this all about? So anyway, I've got 20 Table Talk videos that are real short. I'm in the process of making a whole lot more videos and stuff, but I've got 20 up there now. You'll want to see that. People are really watching those. And I've got a card that says Table Talk Videos, delessons.org. Now, that's a blue button. Then my printed materials is another button. And then there's a red button in the middle of my website. It looks just like this. It's a red button, just like that. It says Last Reformation movie or video. And what I did was I made these little business cards for the lost. It doesn't say Don Crow Ministries on here. It doesn't have my name on it. It has nothing about me on here. It says this. Present day signs, wonders, miracles on the streets. That's what I tell people. God is doing miracles on the streets, not in the church. It's in the streets. Listen to me. It's not in the church. It's in the streets. Miracles. And this is actual footage from all around the world in different nations of the world where miracles are taking place right there on that street. It's not in a church. It's in the street. And I witness to Catholics, to Baptist preachers, to ministers, to Church of Christ, to Jehovah's Witness, to Mormons, to atheists, to agnostics, to every kind of person, saved and unsaved. I witness to him with this card right here. I carry it with me in my pocket, and I never let it go except when I'm teaching here today. Tonight I took it out, but that right there, I carry it with me. I'm at the gas station. If I'm in my hotel room, all over Atlanta, Georgia tonight, people are going there because this is not just my ministry, just you guys tonight. All over Atlanta, Augusta, wherever we go, Georgia, South Carolina, wherever we're going, I get in an elevator. They can't get out. He's going to the third floor and I'm going to the fifth, but I'll catch him before he gets to the third floor. Hey, man, you got to see this. What is that? Miracles. Jesus is doing miracles on the streets, man. I'm telling you, it's on the streets. It's not in the church. It's in the streets. It is phenomenal. It's amazing. You got to see this. Oh, I'll take it. Yeah, okay. All right. All right. It's on the internet. It's right there, delessons.org. Just go there and click on that red button. You got to see it. Oh, okay. I'll go into a department store and I'll wait till I see a group of them together. No. I went in a where was it? Macy's? Dillard's. I went into Dillard's, and it's the middle afternoon. Nobody was in there, and all of the salesmen around the jewelry counter or perfume counter or whatever it was, and they were just talking. I walk right in the middle of them. Hey, man, what's up? Did you know God in 2017, man, is doing miracles, man, on the streets? It's out in that street right there. It's in the street. It's not in the church, man. It's in this 2017. I'm not talking about a miracle in the Bible that you read. I'm talking about a 2017 miracle in the street, man. You got to see it. It is amazing. It's phenomenal. And you know what? When I walk into a group of people, and I do it in restaurants too. If I know if I get a group of them, four or five, there's going to be one or two that's really receptive. And there's going to be one or two. I just send you get out of here, man. I mean, they won't say that, but sometimes they do. I mean, I get people come in my face, and that's okay too, because that is part of sharing the gospel. You see what I'm saying? You look at the parable of the sower sows a seed. You know, you're going to have one that the devil's going to take it immediately. He's the guy that's going to get in your face. And then you're going to have three that'll kind of like take it. And then there'll be one with an honest and good heart that seed will be planted. But I got to plant the seed everywhere for that one soil that's going to come up. So I was in Rogers, Arkansas. I went into a jewelry store. This gal, probably about in her 30s, highly educated. She was a manager. Nobody in there, you know, in the middle of the afternoon. Expensive jewelry. God is doing miracles in the street. I want you to know. Oh, I want you to know. The Bible's a bunch of fairy tales. It's a bunch of myth. There ain't nothing to it. You know, I went to college. We had our religion class. You know, it's a bunch. You know, that's what we're taught now in our universities and our colleges. I said, I don't know about all that, but I'm going to ask you just this. Would you take this card right here and go to my website and just do me a favor, just click on the red button and watch that, and I'll come back and talk to you a little bit, a few days or sometime. And God opened her heart just a little bit. You know, it said in Acts 16, the Lord opened Lydia's heart so she attended to the things spoken by Paul. First convert to Europe. God just opened that girl's heart just a little bit. She said she would go and get on the internet and watch this. The Bible's a bunch of myths and fairy tales. Ain't nothing to it. If God does a 2017 miracle in front of your face, Jesus Christ is risen again, man. He's risen from the dead. He's alive. How are you going to explain that then? She saw the miracles. And I went back and I said, did you watch it? She said, yeah, I did. I said, did it scare you? No. I said, what do you think? Her world was rocked. Her atheism, agnostic, all of her stuff. She didn't know what to do. Because if Jesus Christ wasn't risen from the dead and was alive, how am I going to explain this miracle? So I use it all the time, talk to atheists. Hey, I'm an atheist. I'm agnostic. Oh, good. I got something you want to see. That's great. I mean, you want to see this because you are smart and you are intellectual and you're not going to let anybody deceive you. So here's something, just some more evidence for your research. You just got to see this. You know what I'm saying? Because you're smart enough, you're not going to let
any religious people trick you. So, you know, you just need to see this and then figure it out here, you know? Rocks their world, man. So, a guy on this film, been in a wheelchair 10 years. 10 years. Group of believers pray for him. He's about in his 60s. He comes right out of the wheelchair. And his little grandson was with him. Started crying like, oh my, I've never seen my grandpa walk. I've never seen my grandpa when I was just little. That's the only time I ever seen. When you see that, you know it's not a fake. You know it's nothing being faked, right? Yeah. And then this guy from Denmark. It's really not, it's kind of a movement, but it's not built around a man. It's just a movement that Jesus is showing himself alive to an unbelieving world. You know, and John 20 says this, that the miracle is so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that believing you might have life through his name. The miracle is not for entertainment. The miracle is to prove, or is to help people believe it, don't believe. That's all it's for. It's not a circus. It's just to help people believe that's never believed. And so the guy comes out of the wheelchair, been in there 10 years. He goes to his doctor 5 months later, just walking, just as straight, just like goes into his doctor. Oh, whoa, what happened to you? He never seen him, but only in a wheelchair. 10 years. The doctor, you're just going to have to ask him. Point his finger up there. You're just going to have to ask him. And then this guy, and I was going to talk about this tonight, but see, I'm not going to keep you. But this guy said, in most of Christianity, we say like baptism is a symbol and, you know, you really ought to do it. But if you don't do it, it doesn't really matter. One way or the other, it's only a symbol. He said, no. Baptism's not a symbol. It's reality. He said, have you read Romans 6? He says, when you were baptized into Christ, weren't you baptized into his death? You were buried with him by baptism. You were risen with him through the faith, the operation of God. It's not a symbol. You were baptized into his death. And he tells people that. And then he says, and if there's any demonic activity in their life, when you tell them, no, it's not a symbol, it's a reality. You're baptized into Jesus' death. You're coming up with a new Lord and a new King. And you know what? When you tell people like that, if there's any demonic activity in their life, the demons will come out of them in the waters of baptism. And I was like, what? So I was sitting there watching this film. It was an hour and 45 minutes, and I was glued, and I could not move. And about two-thirds into the movie, because it's real long, you know, an hour and 45 minutes. Now, if you're going to the show, it's not too long for you to watch a Hollywood movie for 2 hours, but you can't watch a Christian thing. But about two-thirds into that movie, people were being baptized and demons were coming out of there screaming and hollering. Another one was baptized and demons were coming out and screaming and hollering. Another one was baptized and demons were coming out and screaming and hollering. I said, whoa, what is this? I'd never seen nothing like this. What is this? So this guy from Denmark is at a lake. What's that? You want me to stop? Well, I'm sorry. You'll never know what happened to the guy in the lake. Oh, it's a good story. I would love, can I tell that part?
Yes.
Okay. He's in a lake. He baptizes this guy. Die with Christ, rise with Christ. A demon manifests as soon as he come up. He said, come out of him in Jesus' name, you demon, come out. And this demon was just He's shaking this guy all over this lake. He would just, said, come out, devil, come out, come out, in Jesus' name, come out. He said that 5 or 6 times, and the devil came out. He goes, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done for me now. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And that guy that had baptized him said, folks, this is real. This is real. And if what you just saw with your eyes just now is real, he said, there's a book that tells about it. It's the Bible. You can believe every word in it. It's the Bible. You can believe every word. This is real. And he just went like this. It is real. This is real. And all of a sudden, around the lake, 150, 200 people maybe, look into the sky, look. It said, real in the sky. You'll see it on the film. If you go to my website, DE Lessons, now they want my card. You go to my website, DE Lessons, and click on this red button. And you can have one of these cards if you want to, but it's the same as my other card. Go to DE Lessons on your HTTP, type in DE Lessons, click on that. It'll come up. You'll see the movie. Okay? Now, that's 1 hour and 45 minutes, but if you only got 15 minutes, I've got all kinds of posted videos that are about 15 minutes where people are getting delivered, healed, set free from demons and everything else you can think of. It's all on my website, man. It's amazing. You've got to see it for yourself and use it as a witnessing tool. You can go out on the street and pray for the sick yourself, and you don't have to go, you don't have to tell them to go watch a movie. You can go out on the street and pray for yourself. You know, we went down to Arizona and we went down to Florida because we wanted to see this happen ourselves. We went down on the streets ourselves. We went to Atlantic Ocean. There was baptizing 100 people and demons were coming out of people. And you know what came to my mind? Acts 8, Philip went to the city of Samaria, preached Christ, and demons were coming out with loud shrieks. It was just exactly like Acts chapter 8. And I thought, what is going on here? God is showing himself strong in the earth today. Go to my website. Take some of these cards if you want to. Use them yourself for a witnessing tool. I use them all the time. That's 25 cents, please. No, I'm just kidding. I'm only in it for the ministry. That's kind of pathetic, but that's kind of the way it is. Whoa, you want some of these? I got some of these up here. I'll leave them. You can take some of these. God bless you. We're done. You're dismissed. Go home. Go to sleep. Have a good day.